From KUOW 94.9 Seattle, I'm David Hyde. Today on The Conversation, we're talking about the end of men, the end of big power. But last December, we faced an even bigger finale, the end of the world. Some people thought the Mayan calendar predicted that end on December 21st, 2012. So we asked listeners, how would you spend your last day here on Earth? And thankfully, the apocalypse did not happen, which means we can bring you this special rebroadcast of KUOW listeners' plans for their final hours here on Earth.
I think I'd just be frozen with all the possibilities of how I could spend it. I probably would end up doing something really stupid.
Well, I would have fun just spending my last dime and smoking all the blunts I have. I mean, that's just the way I would do it. But, you know, it's my last day on Earth. I've had all the weed I could smoke and all the women I could smoke with and have sex with. That's the way we do it.
Well, I'm an artist, so I would go home and finish the painting that I have that is not finished. Go work on it really hard.
I would use all my money and eat a lot of food.
I suppose I'd spend it like any other day. I try to live like it's, you know, life is short anyway. So if today was the last day, I'd probably just relax, call some friends and hang out for a little bit, I guess, you know?
I'm going to drink champagne all day, and that's it.
Give us a call right now and tell us what you would do if it was your last day on Earth. The number 206-543-5869, 1-800-289-5869. That's what we heard from some of the folks out in the streets of Seattle who Cameron Drews, our intern, spoke with. And we're going to go first to John Moe. He's formerly of KUOW and now hosts Wits, which is a comedy variety show on American Public Media. John Moe, thanks so much for joining us.
You know, David, KUOW just seems to be really pushing this "the world won't end" agenda. I mean, aren't there hours left in the day? You guys seem to be awfully smug out there about the world not ending.
You know, John, there's he said, she said stories. This is not one of them. But anyway, I mean, do you want to take the position that the world is actually going to end?
Well, look, you know, as you know, David, I live in the future. I live 2 hours ahead of you in the state of Minnesota, where, you know, here it's already 2:42 p.m.
Minnesota is the future. You heard
Minnesota
it here first.
We live in the future, and the few things haven't happened yet. We don't wear the silver shiny jumpsuits. There are no hover cars to speak of, and the world hasn't ended yet. But you know, I'm keeping an eye on it. It's sunny, I can say that, and it could be that the sun continues to build and consumes us all in a terrifying ball of fire.
All right, but what would you do if this really was, if this really is your last day on
Earth? Well, you know, I think the main thing that I'd want to accomplish, and I may get to this by the end of the day, is figuring out how to con my way into Mayan heaven. You know, I think it's too late to really convert to whatever religion the Mayans honor.
The Mayan religion.
So you say. But I think that at this point, at this late stage in the game and in the cycle of life itself, my best bet is to try to hoodwink, to try to scam, to hoax the Mayan equivalent of St. Peter. So mostly I'm trying some card tricks. I'm trying some shell games. I'm reading up on what Amway salesmen do. I'm just trying to figure out how to be an afterlife Mayan con man and get into the eternal paradise of the Mayan afterlife.
Sensible reasoning. John Moe, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks, you guys. Good luck in the past.
John Moe, formerly of KUOW, now of Wits. What about you? What are your plans, not necessarily for the Mayan afterlife? What would you do if today was, in fact, your last day on Earth? And we've got Pete Knudsen on the line. He's the commissioner of the Puget Sound Salmon Commission, also teaches cultural anthropology at Seattle Community College. Pete Knudsen, thanks so much for being here.
Yeah, good morning, or afternoon, I guess.
Good afternoon, yeah. So what would you do if today was your last day on Earth?
Well, I don't know if it's going to be or not yet. But
good point.
As far as I can see, I haven't seen anything on the CNN or MSNBC. I haven't even turned them on, so I haven't checked the time zones. I guess Minnesota's okay. But you know, when I hear this question, I think of that Gary Larson cartoon from about 20 years ago, where there was a couple fishermen out fishing, and they're looking off in the horizon. They see a big nuclear mushroom cloud coming up. And one guy says to the other, he goes, "Well, you know what this means? Screw the limit." So
so no partying, no reckless experimentation?
Well, for fishermen, I mean, going out fishing is kind of a party, you know, at least even those of us who are commercial guys. No, if I was going to do something intentional, I would probably go down to Alki Beach and build the biggest bonfire that you've ever seen down there, and probably open my freezers up, take all my fish out, butterfly them, and have a great big old cookout and party down there.
That sounds good. I don't know why you have to wait for the end of the world for that.
No, you don't. You know, well, we fought off the city. They were trying to ban bonfires.
Ah, right, right. All right, Pete Knutson, thanks so much for being here.
Okay, you bet.
He's commissioner of the Puget Sound Salmon Commission, and we're talking to folks today about the end of the world. We've got Jenny Grant on the line. She's a writer and an outspoken advocate for urban goat farming. Jenny Grant, thanks so much for joining us.
Oh, thank you.
So is the apocalypse something goats can kind of sense?
No. I think they're actually got an eye on them now. They're just enjoying their rooftop deck, chewing their cud.
And how would you take advantage if this was, you know, your last, I don't know, what are we up to, 12 hours? Under 12 hours.
Is this end of the world going to be painful?
I don't know. I don't know much about it. I honestly, I mean, I'm on the record, I think, saying I don't think it's actually going to happen. But so okay. I have no idea if it's going to be painful.
Well, I'm assuming it's not going to be painful. Otherwise, I might get some pain medication.
Pain medication just to prepare yourself?
Yeah. Well, yeah. But let's assume it's not going to be painful.
All right. Let's assume it's not going to be painful. What are you going to do?
So I would first make three stops. I would go over to Seattle Pug Rescue, and I would pick up as many pug dogs as were in the shelter.
That's quite an image.
Yeah. And I would load them in the car. And then I would go to North Hill Bakery and buy some of their granny's chocolate cake. And then we'd go to Independent Pizza and get a couple pizzas and bring that home to the family. And we'd all have a feast.
Including the pugs?
Including the pugs. And then we would go for a long walk and come back. And everybody would get treats and all the dogs. And then I guess I would dig up some worms from my chickens. And I would let the goats into my upper yard where there's a lot of rose bushes, because in their goat yard, there's nothing left. And I would like to let them in the house, but that might cause an argument with my husband, so.
You don't want to argue your last day on Earth,
all right? Argue. But if he said, okay, well, let's let them in, that would be kind of fun. And then I guess kind of be like a last meal, last feast.
Mm.
I would basically eat a lot of cake and feed other people a lot of cake, like for dogs, it would be dog treats.
That sounds great. Jenny Grant, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Jenny Grant's a writer and advocate for urban goat farming. If you've got thoughts about what would you do if today was your last day on Earth, and we've got Ed on the line calling us from Portland. Ed, thanks for listening from Portland. What would you do?
Given ideal weather conditions, I'd jump on my Moto Guzzi and I'd ride back roads up to the town Van Zandt, just outside of Bellingham, have lunch with the wonderful folks up there at Everybody's Country Store, then continue up to Mount Baker, some of the finest motorcycling roads I've ever known in that section of Washington. But given the lousy weather and the rain and cold, I think I'd go to White Center and play as many rounds of frisbee golf at the White Center just golf course down there.
Awesome. Ed, thanks so much for calling.
Thanks for the show.
That's Ed Babb, formerly of KUW fame, actually calling us from Portland, Maine. So, Ed Babb, thanks for giving us that call. And let's see, we've got Heidi on the line calling us from Bellingham. Heidi, thanks for joining us.
Hi. Well, I can tell you I certainly wouldn't be doing what I'm doing now, which is winding my way through a Costco parking lot. But, you know, mine is actually pretty boring, although nobody has said it. What I would do is I'm one of six kids. I would be calling all of my siblings and telling them how much I love them and how grateful I am for them. My one sibling who lives here and my mother who's 95 who lives here, I would spend the day with them and also extended family and my four children and make sure that everybody knew how blessed I felt that they were in my life and that I got to spend this life with them.
Heidi, that's a very nice sentiment. Thanks for giving us a call.
Yeah.
Give us a call and tell us what you would do if today was your last day on Earth. It's not. The Mayan calendar doesn't say it's your last day on Earth. But if it was, what would you do? We've got Al on the line calling us from Kent. Al, what would you do if it was your last day on Earth?
Well, first of all, I'm with you, and I've already received an email from Tai Chung. Tomorrow has come.
Oh, all right.
But if it were, hedonistic sex with a stranger works for me.
All right. I don't want to get into the details. Ed, thanks so much for that phone call. We've got Lyle Bush on the line. Lyle is the executive director of the Northwest Film Forum. Hey, Lyle, how's it going?
Pretty good. How are you?
I'm good. So?
Well, we are. I guess we here at the Film Forum are pretty sanguine about the end of the world in that we just unloaded 61 sheets of plywood toward rebuilding our risers and installing all new chairs. So I think we think that there's going to be a tomorrow. But were there not to be, I think that what I would do, given that I'm a film guy, is I would set up like a day-long screening of all the apocalypse, the great apocalyptic films, Melancholia, Apocalypse Now, and so on. And then personally, I'd learn to ski. I'd make a meal out of sushi, scallops, single malt, fresh socks.
All of that sounds good. All of that sounds good to me. If you have a favorite apocalypse movie, what is it?
Oh, right now it's Melancholia, the Lars von Trier film. That's fantastic.
All right, Lyle Bush, thanks so much for telling us about it.
Okay, thank you.
He's the executive director of the Northwest Film Forum and also offering you some apocalyptic film advice if you want to take that. And we've got Bharath calling us from Belltown. Hey, thanks for calling.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. So what would you do if today was your last day on Earth?
You know, I have a lot of credit on my American Express card, and I've always been watchful of what I spend. I think I would max it out, because then no one can get me.
What would you spend it on?
Well, to start with, a trip to Rio sounds good.
It's not that. I don't know if you can get there, though. I don't know if there's time. All right, Bharat, thanks so much for that phone call. Thanks for all of your phone calls. We've got time for a few more here. And we've got Dennis calling us from Wedgwood about what he would do if today was his last day on Earth. Dennis, what would you do?
Well, you know, I've never been into the hard drugs, but, you know, I'd go out and try some crack, try some heroin, go some yayo, and just go wild.
Because you figure, what the heck? You're not going to get it.
What the heck? It's not like I could get arrested. Well, I mean, I could, but the police would have other things to deal with.
All right. All right, Dennis, let me just say it's not your last day on Earth. So
I know.
Thank you for calling. We're talking about the fact that some people believe today is the last day. It's doomsday, according to their interpretation of the Mayan calendar, which is wrong. It's not the last day on Earth. But if it was, what would you do? And Heidi's calling us from Graham.
Yes, I would saddle up my best horse, take a couple of my dogs, and go for a ride and take one last look at Mount Rainier.
Ooh, that sounds beautiful. Is that something you do on a regular basis?
Yes.
Oh, that sounds great.
I'd want to do it one more time, though.
It must be gorgeous this time of year with all the snow.
It is.
Wow. All right, Heidi, thanks so much for that phone call. We've got time for a few more phone calls here. We're talking about what you would do if today was your last day on Earth. And we've got Jeff calling us from Bellingham. Jeff, what would you do?
Hi, how you doing? What I would do, I'd go listen to some of the people out on the streets and hear what they have to say. Maybe feed them a meal, give them some change, go buy a coffee, hear what they have to say to me. Then I'd go down to the local co-op. Bellingham Co-op has this man who stands out at the corner, and he pans out these Real Change newspapers, talks about a lot of the poverty of the nation and what we can do as a civilization, as a society, to help change them. I'd read that. I'd go home, rent a movie, or I'd go rent a movie. I'd get a blazing saddle, watch it with my girlfriend, have some laughs. And then I'd probably just wait for something to happen. Maybe go possibly to an indigenous ceremony somewhere and wait out some big happening event.
Wow.
May or may not happen.
Jeff, thanks so much for that phone call. We got time for just one more, and I think we're going to go to Celine, who's calling us from China?
Yes.
Celine, you're calling us from China. What would you do if this was your last day on Earth?
Well, first of all, if I had believed it was the last day, I would have gone back to the States to be with family. But it's already the 22nd here.
Oh.
Unless Asia is somehow exempt from the end of the world, I think it's official that it doesn't end.
Oh, all right. All right. We can now rest assured. That's a very, very good point. It's already the 22nd where you are. What time is it there?
It's 5 in the morning.
All right. Well, Celine, thank you so much for that phone call, and thanks so much for all of your phone calls today. I think I learned a lot about what people would do if this was their last day on Earth.
From KUOW 94.9 Seattle, I'm David Hyde.